Tynus, Peric, Dalet Mishnah Zion 4:7, and this Mishnah discusses the build-up to Tisha B'Av. As I had mentioned in the previous Mishnah, there are various other versions of the Mishnah where the previous sentence of the last Mishnah, which started out by talking about Mishenichnas Av Mamata Mesimcha, once Av arrives, we reduce Simcha, meaning we don't do the things that bring us joy, such as home improvements and weddings and parties, even for engagements and so on. So there are many versions of the Mishnayos that have that as the first sentence in our Mishnah here, which would be consistent with the rest of the theme. But the theme now we pick up from after that. The Mishnah says, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Leos Pesocha. In the week, the word Shabbos here means the word week, as in Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. Today is the third day of the week, we say in the davening. So the Shavua, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av, meaning the Shavua Shechal B'Av, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls. So Asur Milisaper U'Milichabes. The Mishnah adds two more prohibitions in addition to the general prohibitions against things that bring joy, which started from Rosh Chodesh Av, the first day of Av. Now we have on the Shavua Shechal B'Av, the week of Tisha B'Av, two more prohibitions. Listaper, to get a haircut, and kibbus, to do laundry, meaning to launder one's clothing. The reason why those are forbidden is because those really are things that one does for, like, tanuge haguf, to be more comfortable. And that's not really the name of the game here. We're not there to be ma'anig ourselves, to, like, luxuriate or make things easier on us, more comfortable for us. And therefore, we stop haircutting and doing laundry. As far as eating meat and drinking wine, those remain permitted because those are things that aren't just for luxuriating, but actually to maintain a person's health, and therefore they are not prohibited yet. However, Erev Tisha B'Av, we'll get there in a second, that they will be restricted right before Tisha B'Av. Before we get there, the Mishnah says, Uvachamishi mutarn mepnei kavod Shabbos. On Thursday, meaning if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Yom Shishi, a Friday, which will mean that if you don't get a haircut and don't wash your clothing, then you'll walk into Shabbos menuval, unkempt, without your hair done, without your clothing washed. So there, in such a scenario, then on the Thursday, the day before Tisha B'Av, even though it's Shavua Shechal B'Av, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, still one can get a haircut, says the Mishnah, and launder his clothing, so that he comes into Shabbos immediately after Tisha B'Av, groomed appropriately. As I'm sure you're aware, the minhagim by Ashkenazi Jewry, is certainly much more strict than this Mishnah sets forth. I'll sum up the halachas lemaisa in just a moment. But anyways, the Mishnah continues to say, Erev Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av Eve. And this really means on after Chatzos, after midday, meaning noon, on the day before Tisha B'Av. And we're now kicking into the Sudas HaMavsekes, the final meal one has before Tisha B'Av begins. So that Sudas HaMavsekes, which is the last meal is defined as a meal one has after Chatzos and the last meal immediately prior to the onset of the fast. So the din is lo yochal adam shnei tafshilin. There are three restrictions. The first is one can't have more than one type of dish, a very simple meal. Our custom is to have an egg. Lo yochal basar v'lo yishta yayin. And also one may neither eat meat. This is referring really to animal meat, like beef or mutton. But the minig is really not to have chicken or fish either. V'lo yishta yayin, nor may one drink wine. These things bring joy to a person. And now on Erev Tisha B'Av from Chatzos to Masekas, it's appropriate indeed to minimize things that bring one joy and refrain from them altogether, I should say. Refrain from them altogether, even things that are normally keeping one's health, like meat and wine. Worth noting that a person who is in Avelis, in mourning, is permitted to eat meat, and in fact would have, it seems even like almost a mitzvah to drink wine, as their midrash would say, the whole purpose that one was created was to, dull the pain of people who are in mourning. So I've seen it wrote down elsewhere that the Beis HaMikdash was a place where Hashem was offered meat in the form of korbanos and wine in the form of nesachim. That's no longer here. Hashem doesn't get his meat and wine, so to speak. Therefore, we refrain from ours also. Now, we'll have two opinions that are more lenient. The first is Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer Yishaneh. He says, no, simply change, meaning change from your normal practice, in terms of your meals. So he's coming to be lenient on the halachas of Sudas Mafsekas. We said the Sudas Mafsekas has three basic rules, which is only one dish, no meat, no wine. He says, no, it's just that you should reduce the amount of dishes, meat, and wine you consume. So that means if you usually have three dishes, now you could have two dishes. If you usually eat, you know, a 500-gram steak, you can have a 250-gram steak. If you usually drink, you know, two cups of wine, you can have one cup of wine. In all this case, the rabbis didn't agree. Not halacha. And also another din, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda actually is coming to be strict, not lenient. He says he's mechayev b'kfiyas hamita. He requires the tipping over of the bed, meaning that the bed should be turned over. According to the Rambam, this would mean I'm just not lying on the bed in the normal way. And there's certainly those who have the custom of making their bed less comfortable on Tisha B'Av, like putting a rock under their pillow or sleeping with one pillow instead of two pillows, etc. And Rashi actually learns that one would actually, according to Rabbi Yehuda, have to sleep specifically on the floor. So turning over the bed means the bed is now unsleepable. And that seems to be how that's how the bartender learns, like Rashi, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to sleep on the floor at Dafka. But lo hold lo chachamim, the rabbis did not agree. To Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the rabbis held no, one does not need to turn his bed over, he can sleep in his own bed, and that's true ikra din. So you see that the halachas of, certainly for Ashkenazi, you see that the halachas as they're practiced are certainly the Minhagim are much more strict than the Mishnah sets forth. In general, Sfaradim keep a little closer to the Mishnah. Let me just sum up what I'll call Halakha L'maisi here. As far as the reduction, refraining from things that bring general joy, like planting trees for one's kid's wedding and home improvements and those kinds of things. So basically the universal Minhag is, like the Mishnah said, to refrain from Mishnechas Adar, from Mishnechas Av, from the beginning of the month of Av, Rosh Chodesh. As far as haircutting goes and laundering, so the Sfarim's minhag is basically to follow the Mishnah and refrain from just shvush chalbo. That's how you see Sephardi Jewry shaving during the 3 weeks, which is not what Ashkenazi Jewry do. The custom of Ashkenazi Jewry tends to be to not shave from Shivas or Batamas and to not do laundry from Rosh Chodesh, both more strict than the prescription of the Mishnah, which is just shvush chalbo. As far as eating meat and drinking wine, again, really me'ikar adin, the technical rule would be that only it kicks in at the Sudas Mafsekas, or right before Tisha B'Av. However, the minig is certainly more strict than that, at least refraining from wine the whole of Shavua Shechalbo, the whole week of it, and there are those who push things further back to refrain for the whole month of from meat and wine, and some go back all the way to Shivas or Batamas. So the Ashkenazi minhag, I think, is universally that we begin refraining from meat and wine from Rosh Chodesh of Av. Okay, and that really ends this topic about the Tisha B'Av story, and we have more Mishnah to go, ending on a very much more happy, positive note.